Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes. I believe I was scammed through whatever ByteHubs, and I wish to cancel a charge which was just placed against my credit card or have a refund issued on that particular credit card.
Can I get your zip code?
80134.
80134?
Correct, 134.
And your first and last name?
First name is Roger, R-O-G-E-R. Last name is Greenberg, G-R-E-E-N-B-E-R-G.
And I do see an attempted account for Roger. What was your mailing address?
8689 Eagle Moon Way, Parker, Colorado, 80134.
Yes, sir. So I do see a contest entered for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. In order to be eligible for that contest, you would have had to be enrolled in our meal planning app called ByteHub, but that charge declined.
Yes, so it was declined?
Yes, sir. The charge declined, so the contest wasn't entered.
Good. All right. That's what I wanted to know to make sure there'd be no recurring. I don't know how to register a complaint, but clearly the issue was that I was submitted from Kohl's, I thought from Kohl's, a survey to complete. Upon completion of the survey, quote unquote, you were offered a perk as a result of that. One of the perks so was the Dyson. I hit claim that particular perk, indicating that there were several available and that I was going to be paying handling and shipping. And when I filled out the credit card information, it wasn't until that point in time that I managed to open the terms, which indicate that I really wasn't getting the gift that was advertised as being present, with an indication that that other people had previously been able to obtain that. And that in fact, what I was doing was enrolling into a recurrent billing for some form of whatever that ByteHubs or BitHubs offers. I think it's inappropriate, and I will report it to my credit card company, okay?
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you.